Good morning, afternoon, and good evening. Regardless of where you are right now, you're listening to episode 77 of the Player Player Podcast, the holiday special, because boys and girls, it is now 2 days after Christmas, I guess.
One day.
One day? Isn't Christmas on a Tuesday or is it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, no. Nah, I was expecting that. I was expecting to get them Christmas presents in a couple days. Oh, no. Nah.
You're still going to get it in a couple days because it's just one day after the day that you were expecting. So
it's still. But, you know, I built plans and stuff around it being on Tuesday. You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying, you know, I'm kind of fucked now. So.
Okay. I get that.
So, yeah. Just fuck me, I guess. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to episode 77, your weekly excuse to sit back, relax, and think about everything gaming. Every Thursday, your two favorite baby boys try to bring you a casual and candid discussion about the things we love and hate about video games. And if you guys haven't really listened to the show much, or is this your first time listening, tuning in, or your first month tuning in, this week is indeed the monthly cooldown. Every month, at the end of the month, we have one episode where we just talk about whatever we want, forever, how long we want. So that's what we're going to do on this holiday special. By the way, I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host here. I didn't even come up with a nickname. What
could
be your nickname? I'm just going to do it on the spot. I was going to say Saint Nick, but that's just too... We're in almost 2020. I'm not going to hit you with that cookie cutter bullshit.
Yeah, take your time, bro. Take your time. I'll wait.
Saint Mick himself. Arsene Lockpa.
Ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha. Merry Christmas, everyone. Ha, ha.
There you go, man. Saint Mick down here spreading Christmas joy.
Down here in Pasadena, California.
Pasadena, California. Out here spreading Christmas joy. So, I mean, let's just jump right into it.
Yes.
I have a flight my flight is not for another 4 hours, but it's going to take me like an hour to get to the airport.
Whoa.
So you already know.
Why don't you just Uber, bro? Like I did. It was only $30.
I could Uber, but you already, I predict the Christmas holiday traffic is going to just hold me anyway. So I might as well just take the train.
Gotcha.
Otherwise I would Uber. Cause you
how is that Seattle train service? Like I know like y'all got better buses than we do in the dirty South.
So it's not like the train isn't really taking you all over. It goes in a straight line. So like that part is an L, but it'll get you where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're in downtown, mm-hmm. you can take it straight to the airport. You could take it to University of Washington. You could take it to a couple of places, you know.
The only places that matter in life, honestly.
Absolutely. And they're working on expanding it over the next couple of years, you know, making it maybe go to a little couple more places. But yeah, for me, it works.
Can it take you to that that one little Cuban place we went?
Unfortunately not. It's not going to be taking you
there. That's crazy. Y'all really got to. Anybody listening right now, please head out to that Cuban place that we went to when I happen to grace my presence in Seattle.
Paseos is what it's called.
They have the number one Cuban sandwich in the entire country. It's a self-given title, I'm pretty sure, but it's number one, y'all. Yep. Come on.
We don't know who awarded them that that honor, but hey, if they put it on the menu, it got to be true.
Check it out. And I expect some type of royalties in the in the mail from Paseo for any
giving them
revenue they get.
Promotion.
Yeah, you get some too, right, bro?
I appreciate it. Dang, do I need to water my fucking succulent here?
That's the whole point of a succulent is like you don't water it, I think.
Do you water it ever? Because I literally have never watered it.
I don't think you do. Like I you may water it like once a year or something, but
I'll give it a little juice.
Water.
So I mean let's just jump right into this. Like
while I look it up.
We got a lot to talk about. We got stories, we got games, we got shows. I even saw Star Wars and you know.
Me
I
as
could
well.
Talk about that.
Yes.
Oh, you saw it?
I did.
Well let's just once. You know. I know you had some games and stuff first of all, have you seen the others?
The other Star Wars movies?
Yeah.
Bro, I've seen all of them, yeah. Except, I haven't seen Rogue One or so. I haven't seen all the offshoots. which I'm really behind.
Rogue One. Yes. No, that Rogue One was popping.
I've heard.
I saw Rogue One. I enjoyed it a lot, and I wasn't even consider myself a Star Wars person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At the time of witnessing Rogue One. But since then, Amanda had never seen a Star Wars movie. Let me just go ahead and put her on blast right now. She saw one. She saw A New Hope like three times, but she had never seen any of the other ones. And we marathoned through all 8 of them before seeing this one. And
I
know this is a video game podcast, and you know we can tie it back into video games in a little bit. But what are your thoughts
on the latest movie?
Yes,
I enjoyed it. Personally, I thought it was a fun ass movie. The lightsaber battles were dope.
Facts.
Any type of action in the movie I thought was dope. The thing that where I felt the movie was lacking was a bit in the story plot department. Like I was just like,
facts.
Okay, bro. Like what is that? Like, bro. Like what are y'all doing? Like I felt like there was quite a gap between like you know.
First of all. Dang, yeah. Are we doing spoilers?
No spoilers. I can talk without spoilers.
I was literally
just thinking about that. Like as I was talking, I was like, dang, I hope I don't say nothing. But
because we're off the jump right now, it's pretty fresh.
Yes. Yeah, so, what was I just saying about the plot? Oh yeah, I felt like there was a big jump between episode 8 and 9, and they didn't explain anything like what happened. Yeah, I was like, where did these people come from? Bro. Like.
Facts.
Like, did you feel the same way? Like, especially about like certain characters that were just
literally
there?
everything you said was literally my thoughts. Like,
okay,
I enjoyed it. I thought it was really fun. Like, the stuff that they showed in this is like the stuff that I wish that they would have proposed in like other movies.
Oh,
or like
for sure,
the
for
flow
sure.
that. The problem was like the plot, like you said, like a lot of the components of the movie I liked, but I'm like, I just wish this was a theme throughout. All of the movies,
mm-hmm.
and that way, because like, I get it, you know, I get like I like it, but you can't just bring this shit up in the third, in the last one, because we need some answers. We need some answers.
You're not gonna get any, bro.
Like this is not a spoiler. Like I swear to you, like the first 15-20 minutes, I'm like, what's happening? Like what is? And I just binged them all.
Right.
We literally watched the 8th one. The same day, we watched the 8th one, and then we went to the movie at like midnight, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, what is happening? This is crazy. This like what they're telling us is crazy, and they're not taking any time to explain any of this. Mm-hmm. We're just moving. We are just moving and cruising.
You just gotta
meanwhile,
fucking
in the 8th
accept
one,
it.
In the 8th one, they're like, oh yeah, actually. Our ship is a little bit slower than their ship, so we're just gonna shoot them with lasers for about 2 hours. So we'll see you there. So, I enjoyed it. I agree exactly what you said. I feel like, unfortunately, there was definitely some internal struggling within the Star Wars director community / the Star Wars writing guild or what I don't know what to call them, but. It was definitely like, here's the 8th movie, and now, oh shit, nobody liked the 8th movie, so guess what? We got some answers for you. All these things that you were mad about, we'll fix them right here and now.
We don't care how and they also, fit together. They just fucking like, they bro. Put some fucking crazy glue on that shit and just glued it right on the end.
Perfect.
It looks good. Everybody's
like, wait a second.
It's like when you're doing a group, not a group project, an elementary school project.
Yeah,
you're supposed to make the Roman Colosseum, and you get halfway done, right? And then like something breaks, so then you just like you find like some other random ass piece, and you just glue that shit on. It just looks like complete ass, and you're like, I mean, it's cylindrical or whatever. It looks like the Roman Colosseum,
kind of,
and that's kind of what it's like.
Damn. Compared it to a fucked up elementary school project, you know what I'm saying?
Project.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be like that. But, you know, in other news, Star Wars Battlefront 2 is apparently good now.
Heard, yes.
I keep hearing this. And, you know, there was the IGN article that rated it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Gave it 8.8. Other people are saying it's good, too. And fun enough, I have a copy of Star Wars Battlefront 2 that came with my PS4 that I have never played.
Damn.
It's still in the plastic.
No,
because I was planning on selling it. It's still in the plastic. because people were saying it was so bad that I was like, why even, like, let me try and sell this. Like, why even play it? So when I come back from break, maybe I'll pop it in.
Bro, you need to play the other Star Wars game first.
Fallen Order?
Yeah.
That's also here. It's here. I'll play it.
Oh, you've got it? I didn't know you got it.
I didn't buy it, but my roommate has it.
Oh, that's right. That's Xbox right. One. You did tell me that at least twice.
At some
now.
Point, I'll. Yeah, I've told you at least 10 times, so at least at some point I will. I'll play it. So.
Nice.
So yeah, what else? What else is on your plate right now?
Yes. So
video games or not, whatever, whatever you want to hit us with.
Video game wise, we're gonna stay in the realm of video games. That's what y'all folks are here for. I completed. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, why are they even here? You know what I mean?
That is true. We do.
Also, before we get in there, speaking of being not being here, we have announced this several times. If you won one of the previous contests, come get your prize. This is the last episode. This is the last time. This is the last time. Yeah. After once we roll into 2020, your prize is gone. All right.
BS don't Danza. Even put their don't even put their name in the hat for next time, so that they don't even have a chance.
Unless BS Danza. You better get your thing. Heat a potato. You better get your thing.
Bro, didn't Heat a Potato win something like before?
No.
Like, I thought it was like a previous contest. Heat a Potato won, and then they DM'd. Or no, we DM'd them the prize or whatever.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that like way, maybe, yeah. Maybe way back. I don't even remember.
Like maybe like 2 months. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe, but Heat a Potato still hasn't gotten their cash prize as well as Artfully Nerd.
Like cold
still hasn't
potato.
Gotten their cash prize. Damn, actually.
On his ass.
Unbaked potato, you know what I mean?
Unbaked potato, ooh. Raw.
Unbaked, so just a raw.
Okay, you're a raw potato,
ass
dude.
Potato. That
yeah,
sounds
that's right.
Disgusting.
We're flaming in your ass. You're probably not even listening to this. How can you defend yourself?
Dang. I mean, unless you actually do claim your prize, then you are truly the Heat of Potato.
Yes.
And you just wanted us to wait a little bit. So.
Claim your prize.
I'll put some respect on your name, Heat of Potato. And Artfully Nerd, come get your prize. Anyways, what are you playing, man?
I finished Indivisible.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. It was quite the journey, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, I think I you know, obviously I mentioned it before, having like super great gameplay. Story I thought was a little like weak at first. I was like, oh, this seems a little too childish. But you know, it was about the lessons that you learn throughout.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You're playing as like some 16-year-old girl who's like, no, nobody can tell me anything, blah blah blah. But then you learn maybe people can tell me something.
Wow.
And so like, damn, that's
I mean, it's deep, man.
There's some deep stuff right there, and it has it's got a good conclusion. It wasn't like completely like bullshit like whatever ending.
Yeah,
so I definitely recommend. I recommend it to you. I recommend it to anybody listening right now. And it's not like I don't think it was hard whatsoever. It was like difficult enough. Like it doesn't require like too much skill. So if you were worried about that, go right ahead. And if you think that like it's a baby game, like, oh, this game doesn't require skill, I'm not gonna play it. And like you can make it more difficult for yourself. There's certain you can like, you know, use like different characters that may be weaker or whatever, or I don't know. Do what you gotta do.
Okay. What's the cost on this guy?
It might be 30 right now on Steam. I got it for 15 on PlayStation.
Okay.
But
okay,
I'd say like anywhere between like, literally anywhere between that range of 15 to 30 is like a super great price. I think my price was a literal steal. Like I would pay 30 for it.
Wow. Okay.
Like for sure.
I'll keep an eye out.
Definitely, if it comes on sale, I think you should pick it up.
Everybody listening should keep an eye out. But you know, I'm gonna hold back on my impulses to buy games.
Yeah, you got until, some stuff to complete.
Until the library is completed, because I just purchased another game today.
What?
Astral Chain. I got
Ooh.
It. Picked it up, got on the Switch, just in case, you know, I'll be playing Pokemon at the airport, but yes. Just in case I wanna change of pace, got Astral Chain, so that'll be a good time. Downloading now. Hopefully, it'll download by the time I head out.
I hope it does. And, it's a great ride.
I'll also be taking my... I don't know if I should take my Xbox Game Pass or my Xbox controller for Project XCloud or a Stadia controller for Stadia. And I'm thinking Stadia just because I feel like I should probably play this shit. should probably boot up Destiny at some point. Mm. But will I really be playing Stadia like that for over the break? Like, probably not. So I'll probably bring the Xbox controller. So
you do have a Pixel, so you can play from your phone.
Absolutely. I'm not going to be playing Destiny from my phone for a long periods this week, because I'll be hanging out with people, seeing people, you know, all the whole shebang. So yeah, there's that. I'm still playing Resident Evil 2. Mm. I've made it. You said you wanted to talk about it.
I want to talk about this one with you, because, you know, you're stressing me out here, man. It's sounding to me like you're having a rough time. You're running out of items. You're getting mollywopped by these zombies. And I want to know what's going on, man. What are they doing?
I don't know, man. I guess so. There's a couple things, right? One, I didn't know you could combine the red herb with the green herb to get like a full heal. It took me a while. Like, I looked it up. I had to look it up, and I was like, what is this red herb for? I was like, combine the green herb, get a full heal. Okay. That would have saved me some items there. I don't know. I was just capping everybody for a while. I ran out of ammo, and I was, like, literally red health. I was limping for a good chunk of the game. Like, I finished the little puzzle, the medallion puzzle, went to the sewer, and there was, like, a little mini boss fight pretty much that whole time. I only had that sliver of red health. So if I got hit once, the game was over. So I was like, wait a second. There's literally no healing items all the way up through that point. But I got past it, gave that boss a quick molly whopping. And now I'm on my merry way, making progress. They got me running all over the damn place, which not the biggest fan of, but you know what I'm saying, I appreciate that they're opening the place up. They're letting us go back to previous areas. It's fun to some extent, but yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm excited to complete it. It's pretty interesting. Like, the whole puzzle solving, going back and forth, is pretty exciting. It's pretty fun when you start getting to the flow of things.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at now?
So now I have like this little electrical part. I got to open all the jail cells, get this little ID card from this guy, which I can then use to open the garage and leave the building. So I think I have the electrical part, that I need for the power to give power back to the cells. I only have one, so I might need another one, I guess. Yeah. I know I've made some progress. I know where I need to be moving. So
really good. Have you run into some of these big boy yet?
Nah, I have not run into Mr. X. He just straight up fucked up the journalist. And I was like, oh, I guess he was a journalist. Like mole or whatever he was. I was like, oh, that's really unfortunate. But, have not run into him personally yet. Have run into all these other weird ass monsters. Like, the dogs are annoying, but they're fine. And then there's these little, just like straight up monsters. You know what I mean?
The crawlers?
Maybe on the ceiling.
The
lickers,
stuff. Yeah, that's what they call.
And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, y'all need to. Y'all are annoying, bro.
Just move slow. You can just walk right past them.
Oh, this is news to me.
Yeah, I'm here to. I'm your tip, man.
Oh, I did read an article about that. Not an article, but like a note
in the game. Yeah,
something like that. So
it's kind of tough though, because they will, like, they're very sensitive, but if you can get it right, you can just like scoot on past them.
Interesting.
Or
okay.
You can just, you know, get lucky and just fucking dash right past them and like go into a room or something. And
that's what I do most of the time. Gotcha. My new strategy for playing this game is just do all the exploration, get hit however many times, don't heal, die. And I'm like, all right, I know what path to run. And then I just load back in, and I know the exact path. And,
Damn,
it's perfect.
I mean
it's a little bit of cheating the system, but.
That's a strat. Right.
Hey, it's a move, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Saves me a lot of time.
That's nice. I'm excited to see when you get, when you run into young blood, when he starts roaming the hallways, and two. Yeah. When you get out of the police station,
Tell you right now. Once I run into Mr. X, it's not nothing's gonna be special about this. I'm dipping. I was just like, not today. Not today.
We're
not
doing it. That's a fun game. Put it down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm just gonna turn right on around. So yeah, that's been good. And then what else have we been playing? Pokemon. Haven't really touched. But I know I'm gonna jump back into it. Probably beat the final area tonight. Gotcha. Most likely.
Wait, so start collecting. Did you beat all the gym leaders? I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. I beat all the gym leaders, and now I'm like in the little city with the Elite Eight or Elite Four or whoever the fuck you got to fight out here. Mm-hmm. Probably do a little catching, a little more shopping around, get my squad nice and beefy.
Bro, you're not trying to get your fit going? You got your fit?
What is my fit?
Like head to the clothes store, get your fit.
I done been got my fit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I got a fit I liked. Like the first level, but I'm sure there's some more clothes in there that may be clean. So we'll see. But cool. I'm ready to go.
Nice.
I'm ready to
literally you are ready to go in about an hour.
Exactly. And I'm enjoying and I'm ready to boot up Astral Chain as well. So
bro, I'm telling you, bro, you're gonna have a great ass time with Astral Chain. It is just it's just pure nonsensical action. Beginning to end.
Exactly. I'm ready. I can't say anything other than I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Have you seen any gameplay of it? Or like, I mean, other than like trailers?
A little bit.
Gotcha. A little bit.
Not a ton, but a little bit.
Well, it's like, you know.
A little something.
A little something.
Are you like preparing to play something? Are you actively trying to get through anything right now or no?
I am currently in the middle of Blasphemous.
Okay, right. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. I mentioned I booted it up. I got like, 20 minutes into it. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is fun. This is for me. It's 2D Dark Souls. Super tough. Not as hard as Dark Souls. And I'm just like grinding through it, bro. I'm like, I put in 2 hours or something like that. And I like quit the game, loaded back up, and like saw that I was at like, I don't know, 34% through the game. I was like, okay. What the hell? Like, and it's seemingly like it's kind of short, just because like they give you like this main like cryptic message like in the beginning, like yeah, you gotta do these three fight these three people or whatever, and I've already fought two of them, so I'm like, bro, is that like am I about to round the game off, or is this about to like open me up to like the second half of the game, like what's going on here? But it's definitely a fun game to play, very simple. The only thing I don't think I like right now about it is the I don't know, the dialogue is just wacky to me. They talking like that old English, so they're out here talking about some ye old penitent one, thou shalt not receive thine conscription of the holy visage, and I'm like, bro, I literally don't know what you're saying to me right now. Like, I don't, like, English version? Like, I need a translation, honestly. Like, I don't know what the hell these people be talking about. And like, this is like, they'll be telling, like, even the main story, like they said, yeah, you got to complete the three humiliations. I was like, what? Like, what does that mean, bro? Do I need to, like, I watched somebody on the stream, they said, what are three humiliations? Pee pee and poo poo? Like, I was like, bro, all right, first of all, you're a child. Second of all, you might be right. Because I would not know. So. I don't know what's going on with the story.
From the images that I've seen, it definitely looks like one of those types of games where it's like, wait a second, what are y'all fucking talking about?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely like that, super graphic imagery. The game opens up with some lady like using some statue to like, you know, like hit her chest because it's like some sort of like punishment. And then the statue turns into a sword and she stabs herself and then like, all of a sudden, she turns into stone, and then your character like walks up to it and just like rips it out because now that's your sword, and then that's how you played it.
Wow! It sounds like some family friendly content.
Oh yeah, for right sure. There. Like, definitely recommend this to like the youngest of young ones. Like, you know, get them young, maybe about 4 or 5. You know,
controller simple.
Little cousins. Yeah. Just jump, hit, like boom. Honestly, more family friendly than Fortnite, I would say. Fun for the whole family.
Damn.
Get your sounds grandma like facts, on it too.
Honestly. I will. When I go back, I'll get her a Switch and I'll boot her up.
For sure. But yeah, I'm not playing through anything else. I am definitely planning on hopping on Fallen Order after I finish Blasphemous. And I saw like this another YouTube video I was watching. this guy was playing this game. It was like a dungeon crawling roguelite. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's, you know, that's up my alley.
That's your type of game.
Yeah. But this one is Minesweeper, bro. Come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, yes, sir.
So it's just random?
Me. What'd you say?
Random?
Well, what is random? Like the maps? Yeah,
it's like, what do you mean by Minesweeper?
Oh, like the, you're literally just playing Minesweeper. Like it's the,
isn't Minesweeper like, to some extent, like luck?
I mean, at a certain point in the game, like, if you know how to play, like, no, it is not luck. But then, like, at some points where, like, you just can't figure out, like, it does kind of turn into a luck thing. But this one has, mm-hmm. it's not like a, you know, one hit and you just lose. It's like you have, like, health bar and, like, the mines are actually, like, monsters. You can find, like, coins and stuff, chests after you reveal tiles. And I'm like, wow, I got a cop. And it's on sale, $10. I'm like, please. So it's called Demon Crawl. Anybody out there who likes Minesweeper, you know, you spent countless hours at your grandma's house. You booted up. She didn't have no internet, so you had to play Minesweeper. This is for you. This is so you can get your fix.
Dang, pick it up, ladies and gentlemen. Pick it up.
And I will pick it up, too. I'll give you guys a better review later on. But until that day comes, I just have a recommendation that I'm relaying to you.
Okay. Well, I have another recommendation.
Yeah.
Which is not video game related. I just watched this anime, and I know you saw my tweet, but this anime, The Promised Neverland. Damn, and wow. Bro. Very good. Have you seen this?
Yeah, man.
Okay, but you were talking about, yeah, man, but ain't nobody give me a recommendation or nothing.
Dang, I could have sworn I had talked about it before. That's why I was like,
I swear I've never gotten no. I swear, this is my first time hearing about this.
No way, bro.
Unless somebody like mentioned it, or unless you mentioned it in passing or something.
Yeah, I had to have been, because like I enjoyed it.
Because I was like, yeah, let's see if there's any animes out there that I can watch. So I looked up, you know, best animes of 2019 or whatever. And this was on the list, and I was like, oh, okay, this seems interesting. Started it last night. Finished it today.
Damn.
And I was like,
I just went straight through. Right?
Only 12 episodes. And I was like, oh man, this is great. This is way better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To be fair, I had no expectations, but I was like, oh, this is awesome. So it's basically about these kids at an orphanage. And, you know, they're being raised there by one, like nanny, essentially. And, every now and again, a kid will leave to be taken to a home.
Just to get adopted, but you know, regular
just
adoption.
To get, yeah, a kid will get adopted, but it turns out things are not what they seem. So some kids find out a little bit more about what's going on here, and then they devise a plan to take action and to make their own fate in this orphanage, which is really cool. Like I really enjoyed it. Even had like I was like, oh man, this is getting me a little emotional here. I was like, oh my gosh, because they're all little kids too. Because I'm like, oh my god, they're putting these kids through some shit.
11 and 12, like that was the oldest.
Some of them are. We got 6-year-olds out here talking like with so much fucking valor and courage. I'm like, wait, what is going on here?
Phil, he was the homie.
Dude, Phil was really holding it down. I was like, oh no, Phil looks like he's educated, bro. Phil is educated. You know what I'm saying? So I really enjoyed it. Highly recommend. Obviously, it was a quick watch because I finished it all in less than 24 hours.
It's literally, actually, that is still kind of a lot, though. Bro. That's like 6 hours, ain't it?
Content. No, it's probably like 4 hours.
4 hours.
Because episodes are
20 minutes.
Yeah, so fantastic. Fantastic show. So, yeah. That was a nice sight, and I'm gonna go see Knives Out this week as well.
Oh,
so that'll be
like,
good.
Angelica and I have been talking about going to watch that for like at least like a week now. I'm definitely excited to see that sometime soon.
Yeah, your boy's trying to catch it with his mama on Christmas Day.
It's got Daniel Craig in it. Like, come on, bro.
Got a lot of bangers in there. Chris Evans
in it, bro. Captain America
himself.
Oh my God, the one and only.
Exactly. But I'm ready to go to 2020, honestly.
Same.
I'm excited to wrap up the holiday with some family in ATL. I'm excited to go to Popeyes, try that chicken sandwich finally.
Yeah.
You know, excited to see a lot of people. Hopefully we can link up. I don't know what your schedule's looking like, but we shall see. We shall see.
Sometime. When are you coming, leaving for Seattle?
Basically, Friday's my last day. I'll be there all day Friday, and I'm leaving Saturday morning. Are you working? You're working, right?
I'm thinking about work from home. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to work from home. I got some friends coming over. You're welcome to come. I'm just going to invite everybody over. I bet you actually can hear me right now, but everybody can come through.
Dang, everybody is coming through.
Nah, but yeah, for real though, if you are free at any time, if you want to come over tomorrow night,
we'll see what we can do. Yeah. We'll see what we can do. Are you gone the rest of the week?
Probably not. Well, yeah, at least like that Wednesday and Thursday, I'll probably be gone. But
What day is Christmas again? Is it Thursday or Wednesday? Wednesday. Okay. Wednesday. What are you doing Friday? You going to get dinner or something?
Might.
I love how we're making plans literally just on the fucking podcast right now. Right? But honestly, who cares?
Yeah, this is the moment to cool down, bro.
Yeah, this is what you guys signed up for.
Exactly.
That's what you guys are paying for.
Y'all literally just put this in on the Patreon.
You can subscribe to our Patreon to avoid us talking about it. For every dollar, there's 1 minute less we'll actually make plans on the fucking podcast.
Wait, so, I like that. When we get some more followers, we gotta do that. Just 1 minute less of some bullshit.
Absolutely.
Per episode.
But yeah. But yeah, I think I'll be. Where do you? Like, you're not in Atlanta anymore, are you?
I'm in Brookhaven, so like.
Is that close to Atlanta? I don't even know.
It's right next. It's like next to Lenox Mall.
Oh, okay.
Next to Buckhead.
Okay. You basically Atlanta.
Yeah.
Miami moves. Okay. We'll see what we can do. Maybe I can stop by for like a minute.
A little quickie.
Quickie pie. Anyways, we'll try and link up so I can give you your Christmas gift, because I promise you, if you don't get it now, who knows when you're getting it, my guy.
I'm
just gonna be 100% for you. You're like, I had a t-shirt that I was supposed to give Nelson for his birthday or Christmas or something. I lost the t-shirt. I don't even know what a t-shirt is at this point. I'm like, dang, bro. You know how it goes. But what else is happening? What's up? What else is going on in the next couple weeks? Honestly, New Year's. You got any plans for New Year's?
Going to Angelique's house, so gonna be staying up late. We gotta play some Cheaters Monopoly. We did that last year, so
Cheaters Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a special?
You gotta play. All right, this is a recommendation. Right. You and everybody on the podcast. Cheaters Monopoly is literally just Monopoly, but the goal is to just cheat as much as possible and not get caught.
So what happens if you get caught?
You get caught, you gotta pay like $100 or something to the person who caught you.
So
stakes are relatively high, because the actual goal at the end of the game is to just have the most money, which I guess is, you know, what, like, that's the
Monopoly goal is.
So,
yeah,
you want to have the most money, and how are you going to have a lot of money if you're getting caught? So, like,
this is true.
I'm just straight facts right here, bro.
Last time I played Monopoly, everybody got in a fight, so.
Oh, shit.
To be fair, I haven't played Monopoly in, like, several years.
This one really gets you in a fight, like, honestly, she'd be yelling at me all the time if we play, so.
Damn, he's a little cheater.
Yeah, because, like, I always sit right next to her, and she'd be like, why are you stealing from me? I thought she loved me. And I'm like, bro, dude, come on now. It's just a game.
I just need a couple.
Just give me a couple. I'll take that property. I'll take Pennsylvania.
Dang, he's out here touching people's property. That's honestly disrespectful.
Nah, yeah, I'm the most disrespectful. So make sure you don't sit next to me. Anybody listening right now, just in real life, please don't sit next to me.
Don't sit next to this man.
That's it. That's the end of the statement.
Speaking of sitting next to people and being disrespectful.
Oh no.
The Witcher Netflix. This doesn't have anything to do with those two things I brought up. But the Witcher Netflix series is out.
Yes.
And I gotta watch it because I love The Witcher.
I watched the first 20 minutes so far.
How long are the episodes?
They are an hour, exactly.
So you just watched 20 minutes and stopped?
Yeah, I had to go, bro. I couldn't. Oh. Yeah.
I was busy. You in a resumer.
I haven't resumed it just yet. I mean, I remember what happened. It wasn't. It literally hasn't been a lie. It's just kind of like, you know, it's very slow beginning. But like, I don't obviously, you know, I don't expect like the, you know, the, it opens up, you know, boom, bam, boom, boom, bam. But it's been a little slow so far. But, you know, we're trying to learn more about the world. Yeah.
They got to introduce everybody, introduce Dandelion, Geralt, Ciri, all them people.
Dang, I hope they got to introduce Dandelion. What if they don't put him in the show?
I'm pretty sure he's definitely in the show. So I'm pretty sure I saw like a trailer with him in there. But also, I'm like, a lot of this seems like a lot of this content is from either The Witcher 1 or The Witcher 2, from what I've seen so far. So I'm not going to know what is happening. I only know Witcher 3 lore. So.
It's the only game that matters, bro. The other two don't exist.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You might as well call just Witcher The Wild Hunt.
Exactly.
There is no number.
So, you know, I'm going to be as surprised as everybody else watching the series.
Whoa.
Heard it was kind of confusing. Just because there's so much lore going on in there.
Oh,
and they try and explain a lot, but even still, it's kind of hard to follow. So, we'll see. I just finished The Promised Neverland, so.
Mm-hmm.
Or The Promised. Never, I don't know. What is it called? Promise Neverland?
Yeah, you got it.
So yeah, maybe I'll take a little break. Maybe I'll just play Astral Chain and Pokemon and call it a day. So, there's that. Other than that, I don't think much else is happening. We're being honest. We're being real.
Yeah, I think, like, this is the end of the decade. We're just trying to wind down so that way we can really amp it up for 2020 to 2029.
Yeah, I'm trying to go brazy in 2020.
Yeah, for sure. Brazy all decade, bro.
Got a lot of games to buy next year, so it's time to wind down the spending habits for the end of the year. All my gifts and stuff have been purchased.
Nice.
Got a lot of sneakers to get 2020, so. We're gonna wrap it up here for this year.
Yeah. And for the podcast. Dang.
And for the podcast. Do you have any parting words to end the show on?
Honestly, like, you know, to all my gamers out there and all my non-gamers, I just want to remind you guys. I say it, you know, almost every end of the episode, but y'all really just got to keep gaming. Because without you guys, the game makers, the game developers, what are they going to do? They're not going to keep making games if y'all ain't gaming.
Absolutely not.
I just need y'all to remember that it's imperative. It is completely necessary for y'all to continue gaming. So I'm gonna change my little catchphrase to continue gaming. Because I know y'all are already gaming. I know y'all been keeping gaming. I just wanna really just like, you know, hammer it in. So continue gaming, everyone.
Wow, it sounds like you just used a synonym for the thing that we were already saying, but that's beautiful. Honestly, that's beautiful.
I was talking about you just asked me that's for some beautiful. Parting words, and I just said, you know what,
YOLO. Have you ever said keep gaming before,
bro? I said keep gaming this so often. What do you mean?
Don't I say that?
Oh wait,
I'm like have you ever said that?
Oh wait, you're completely right. Wow.
What is this man talking about?
Game, that's right.
Yeah, you say game, and you also say like whatever is related to your intro.
Damn, son.
So I was like, what the fuck is this man talking about?
I definitely thought I was the one saying keep gaming after you said whatever you said, but it turns out you were saying keep gaming.
Yeah.
Wow. So my whole entire speech was
Have you ever seen the show?
I don't know.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
What show is it? Whoa, where am I, bro?
I don't fucking know what's going on, bro.
Honestly,
but
dude, I think you say keep gaming. I'll say continue gaming. Just this once.
Keep gaming. Continue gaming. My parting words. Enjoy the holidays, everybody. Hope you guys all had a nice holiday. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever y'all are celebrating. Nothing. Whatever y'all are celebrating. Hope you guys had a good time. You know, taking a day off work or school or whatever. Hope you guys pick up a lot of titles over the holiday, pick up some stuff, get your last couple playthroughs out before we're into the new year, and just get excited for the new content we got. We got new podcast content coming up. Nothing special. We haven't talked about anything special, but we're going to have new episodes, just like we always do.
Of course.
New games coming out, new shows coming out, new music coming out. It's all new in 2020. It's all new. So get pumped, guys. Get pumped. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, visit PlayerPlayerPod.com or follow us on social media at PlayerPlayerPod. Big shout out to the boy Aaron Miller, as always, for his intro music. Follow him at The Molly Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media as The Hoop Man. And you can find my co-host here, Arson, as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter, or Arson Lakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Continue gaming.
Do you have any, are you going to do a little bit for your intro?
Hell no. This is it.
Oh, damn. See y'all.
Goodbye.
Damn. See you in the next year, guys.